supermassive black holes are capable of swallowing entire solar systems. But if you were to wave that magic wand of yours and instantaneously replace the sun with a black hole of equal mass, it wouldn't suddenly devour the Earth and all the other planets. So, there's no reason why planets couldn't happily orbit a supermassive black hole. The question is, do they? Over time, dust particles within giant clouds of dust and gas, which are known as protoplanetary disks, bump into one another, and if the collision isn't too violent, they stick together, which eventually becomes something called a planetismal. Its own gravity begins to take over, attracting more dust and combining with other debris and planetismals until, eventually, it's big enough to qualify as a planet. It turns out that some supermassive black holes are also orbited by clouds of dust and gas, known as accretion disks. Research suggests that under the right conditions, planets can form within a black hole's accretion disk in much the same way they do around stars. Well, not planets, exactly. Blanets, with a B. Upper estimates predict that a single supermassive black hole could form the center of a giant black holar system containing more than 10,000 blanets.